For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. As COVID-19 cases spike in urban centers, the pandemic is also devastating rural healthcare providers. Federally qualified health centers, which serve dozens of counties, are having to furlough staff and cut services as they prepare for outbreaks. If someone gets sick in a 7-county swath of the Ozarks of southeastern Missouri, the closest place they could go for care is often a clinic run by Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Highlands is a federally qualified health center, or FQHC, with clinics in some of the least populated and poorest counties in the state. Now, some of those clinics are closing.
We just shuttered our dental clinic. We have three of them operating throughout the organization, plus a mobile dental.
Karen White is Highland's CEO. She says dental care, a major source of revenue, is now restricted to emergency procedures. She's had to furlough 20 staff members so far and has reduced hours for many others.
We have several who are single parents. That's difficult. That's not a decision that comes lightly. Because you do know that you are truly affecting the economic outcome of that family unit.
Like other providers, White says her clinics need PPE and COVID-19 tests. But while hospitals are being prioritized for shipments from the state, Highlands has had to reach out to local manufacturers.
It's a very, very scary time for everybody.
100 miles north in rural Jefferson County, which has had 3 confirmed COVID-19 deaths so far, Comtree Health Center is facing similar challenges.
We've had 59 staff that are furloughed, 14 that are unable to report to work, usually due to childcare, and we have 47 that are actually working reduced schedules or doing job sharing.
That's nearly a third of Comtree's staff. CEO Sue Kerfman says while things are tight financially now, she hopes to bring some staff back soon to help with the clinic's new telehealth offerings. That's one avenue these rural health centers have for funding, as the federal government has opened up Medicaid and Medicare to cover remote visits. There are also new provisions for accelerated payments to providers.
The important thing to really understand from that funding is we think it buys us maybe 3 to 4 weeks.
Joe Perley directs the Missouri Primary Care Association, which represents a dozen FQHCs with some 200 locations across the state. He says they anticipate Missouri clinics could get around 2% of that money and is working with the State Department of Social Services on getting gap payments for clinics. He says state FQHCs saw Medicaid revenues drop from $13 million between late February and mid-March to $5 million from mid-March to now.
We're trying to find every resource we can to sustain our operations because we believe that we will be the backbone to keep pressure off of the hospital systems and the emergency department.
In rural areas, FQHCs and their clinics are often the only place in the county people can go for treatment. Missouri has seen 10 rural hospitals close since 2014, leaving rural residents with even fewer options. With COVID-19, that could mean increased movement of patients seeking care and increased chances of the virus spreading. Missouri Governor Mike Parson addressed those concerns at a recent press briefing.
Are we worried about small towns with a clinic there being able to handle that? Yes, we are. But do I think just because you live in rural Missouri, you're going to flood the hospitals in the urban areas? I do not think that.
In Parson's early resistance to issuing a statewide stay-at-home order, he repeatedly cited rural areas which hadn't had any cases in his decision. Now, confirmed cases in those rural counties are on the rise. With the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.